6:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnau with KRWG News. The New Mexico Budget and Accountability Office said on Wednesday that the state may have overpaid unemployment insurance benefits by as much as $250 million during the pandemic. Analysts on Wednesday briefed members of a key budget committee on the trajectory of record-setting unemployment claims during the COVID-19 pandemic. Overwhelmed initially by the number of claims, the State Workforce Solutions Department reassigned staff to help, leaving fewer people to investigate overpayments and fraud concerns. New Mexico has paid out about $3 billion in unemployment claims since the pandemic impacted the state. Former U.S. Ambassador to South Africa Delano Lewis was recently named Visiting Senior Fellow for Global Affairs at NMSU. The Las Cruces area resident talked with Fred Martino about a variety of issues, including the importance of international experiences for students.
Yes, I've been very high on this for some time because of my experiences that once you get a chance to see that there are other ways of doing things, get a view of how America is viewed around the world, get a sense of other cultures, religions, languages, geography, it really broadens your view of life. You begin to know that all Americans aren't liked. We don't have all of the answers. We can learn from other countries. In other words, the pandemic has shown us how connected we are. We are really in a global society. And so part of your education should be involving an understanding of nations outside this country, as well as understanding your own country, but becoming a global citizen. I think that's so important.
It is, and boy, I can tell, your personal experience is so rich. You have this long history of international experience much earlier in your career, long before being named U.S. Ambassador to South Africa in the Clinton administration. You worked for the Peace Corps. Tell me about that.
Yes, I was very, very fortunate. I started my government service when Bobby Kennedy was the Attorney General, and I was in the Justice Department as a lawyer. And within about 2 years later, from 1963-65, I joined the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. So I was on a path to be in government, hopefully dealing with civil rights. But I had this opportunity to go to the Peace Corps as Peace Corps staff. Now, it was a little bit beyond out of my comfort zone because I really was interested in domestic activities and particularly civil rights. But this was an opportunity to explore the world and to become an administrator. And my family could go. We had our housing provided, a salary. I was Peace Corps staff. And my first assignment was associate director of the Peace Corps in Benin City, Nigeria. Now, we went there with my wife, Gail, and three small boys. And they were 5, 3, and 2. And what an experience they had and we all had for over a year, year and a half in Nigeria. And we had to leave because of the civil war was building up and it was not secure. So we evacuated all the Peace Corps out. And shortly thereafter, I was named Peace Corps director for the Peace Corps in Uganda. So I went from Western Nigeria, Western Africa, Nigeria, to East Africa, Uganda, from being an assistant director to becoming the country director, running the Peace Corps program of over 160 teaching volunteers. So not only did I get a chance to visit and experience another part of the world, but also had a chance to be an administrator and run a program at a very, very young age. A very exciting opportunity.
Yeah, and fortunate that it's a program that still gives rich experiences today to so many young people. Of course, when those young people go overseas, they often find out that our view in the world has suffered over the last few years. Give me a sense, in your view, of how President Joe Biden can repair some of the damage.
Yes, it's a big challenge. And let me give a personal note about the Peace Corps. It's still going on after over 50-some years. They had to evacuate because of the pandemic. But I was excited to have a granddaughter who had graduated from the University of Florida, had her master's in education, and she became a Peace Corps volunteer in Indonesia. And so proud of her. And she had to leave after a year and a half because of the pandemic. So it's still going on. Service by our young people to places across the globe. President Biden has a real challenge to repair lots of things that have happened over the past 5 years as it relates to international relations. One, on climate change, since he's taken over. He's rejoined the Paris Accord on climate change. He's working with our allies to repair. America First is important, but we really need to know and to support our allies, and that had been lacking over the last few years. And secondly, renegotiating the Iran treaty, nuclear proliferation treaty, beginning to work with our allies on not only the pandemic, but other issues that we all share in common.
Delano Lewis talking with Fred Martino. You can watch the entire interview on Newsmakers tonight at 7 on television from KRWG Public Media.